my God, I forgot about this joke that I have that I just wrote when the Iran thing happened, where I was like, when the whole Iran thing went down, I got like really obsessed with the B2s because they're so awesome. And then, and I like was doing all this research on them. And then this is what I say on stage. And then I'm like, and then I called my mom and I'm like, yeah, you know, she's like a liberal Ithacan lesbian. Like she's anti-war of any kind. So we pick up and she's like, and I'm like, how about Iran? And she's like, I know, it's a tragedy. Can't believe he fired those missiles. And I'm like, I know, what is he thinking? And then there's a pause and you're like, how about those B2s though? And I'm like, yeah! Which is pretty much exactly what happened. That's how our conversation.
Oh yeah, I actually said they give you a chubby.
They do give you a chubby. They're incredible. But, oh, the sponge, the sponge smell on my hand.
13, don't, honey. They're like 13 billion or something. I mean, it's, and there's like,
come on,
way too many, like 26 of them.
Sit down.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of them. I was really surprised that there were that many.
They're the same as...
Flying out of Missouri. Why do they reveal where they are? I don't understand.
There's the... They're the same ones from Top Gun?
No. Top Gun, I think, has a plane that everybody is very excited about that is like a F-14 or something. That people cream their jeans about because it has other, but this is infinitely more sophisticated, you know, because it's got that anti-radar surfaces on it.
Oh,
you know,
the radar.
No rivets. There's like no rivets.
For the radar to.
So you, it can't see it.
That's so cool.
And it's massive to carry bunker busters.
But, oh, and what does a bunker buster look like?
Just gigantic 30,000 pound bombs to get through the concrete and the stone and the granite. They had to drop like 9 of them into one the same hole.
Then I heard that they didn't.
Yeah, no, they don't think so. But they think it was
what it just piled rubble and didn't.
Well, they think that they didn't hit the enriched uranium.
Coyote, you can't run into the camera.
Super enriched. Because I'm not sure if they think because the granite covered it so well or the Iranians hadn't moved it.
Had moved it?
Yeah, might have moved the enriched stuff.
Yeah, and what I said to you at the time was that I believed that the reason why, for those of you who don't know, my ADHD is having a hard time because mom's pit bull is chewing on every body part of Coyote's and she's absolutely loving it. She's sticking her head deep into his mouth. Oh my God, that is what I want a relationship to be.
You mean where you can just chew on each other like that?
Yeah, she's so happy. She's just on her back hugging his head while he just bites every one of her toesies. Look at that. She loves it.
They're dogs. They're truly not complicated.
It's really fucked up how much she loves this dog, though. Oh my God, that's love. They're making out.
No, it's not. It's not. It's play.
He's chewing her foot, and they do this every time they see each other. Yeah, but she doesn't do it with her.
No.
Look at him.
He's different than her.
If you don't think that they're boyfriend and girlfriend, you're tripping. I mean, look at them.
You're anthropomorphizing again.
Mom, when she gets to your house, she lunges at the door.
I think they really have fun together. I think they have fun together.
He has an erection all the time.
He doesn't have an erection. He doesn't have testicles, honey.
He had an erection all day today.
He doesn't have erections.
He had a red rocket all day today.
He might reveal his red rocket periodically, but it's not a full-on boner. He can't get an erection, really.
She's his favorite girl. But, and I said that the reason why Trump, basically you were like, I said that they must have photos of Trump
fellating somebody
or fucking a kid. And
who, the Jews?
The Mossad. And you said no way. And then in your recent research, you've been like, and here's the issue. This is the issue. Here's my problem. Clip this. Clip it up. Put it out there. Sam Harris, man, I built my whole personality off you, dude. I built my whole personality off you. I fucking championed you. I saw you debate. We worship you, okay? Mom has not lost any. But this whole Zionism thing is freaking me. I'm fine with Zionist. If you're a Zionist, I'm totally fine with that. If you're Islam, if you're Islamic, I'm fine with that. If you're Christian, I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is the atheist who I got a woman fired for in college because she gave us literature on how the new atheists, the five horsemen, were bad, and I defended them. And then
Zionism isn't about Judaism as a religion. It's about the Jews having a state.
You know what I will say?
Only asserting that the reaction to October 7th, even before Israel had launched anything against Hamas, was over the top reaction against Israel. And he was like, well, it sure seems like they're going to have to create their own state because the entire world turned on them prior to any reprisals.
His whole thing was, if we got attacked by Canada and they raped and killed babies, it would be a no-brainer.
You wouldn't blame the victim. The victim...
But the difference is we are occupying Canada.
Yes, of course. The difference...
Dude, but he did say... I re-listened to the episode before we recorded this. I re-listened to the episode with him talking to the guy about Judaism in his most recent big episode. And there was a part where the guy started preaching about religion. He was like, I think religion is good. And Sam was like, I'm actually not willing to entertain
this. You mean the two Orthodox Jews that he talked to from the Unholy podcast?
No.
No?
The most recent...
You mean Jaron Lewinstein?
Not his manager.
You're talking about, right.
Yeah.
That guy, Habib. Yeah.
He was really informative for sure. But Sam did shut him down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the first time I heard it, I didn't hear that.
He
did shut it down. He was like, I'm not willing to be... And he was like, just give me a second. And he was like, you have like a second. And then he shut it down, which I am appreciative of. But like, the... It's difficult because I very much do get both sides. The problem is I just live in New York where I see the... All right, give her a break, Vega. Where I see the... I mean, I walk through...
Yeah, the Orthodox.
I walk through Brooklyn and overhear women on their phones being like... I just would really feel more comfortable if the Palestinians would be freed. Like, I live in a world in which the left is so insufferable.
Yeah, it's very dominant where you are. Right, right.
And that's what Jaron was saying on Sam's podcast, where he was like, don't you think that's why everybody's so hostile against the left? Because it's so much more in your face. Like, the left issues are so much more... right there. Like, the trans issues are right there. The Palestinian protests are right there. Whereas, like, Republicans being shifty and evil is they kept undercover pretty tight. Whereas the left is so, like, in your face about it, which is why... Oh, my God, Evie. Which is why... Holy shit. Which is why they get such a bad rap, which I think is true.
Who gets a bad rap? The liberals or the...
The liberals.
Well, I don't know. Sam's contention with respect to his stridency towards the left is that they have a lot more influence in the institutions that you know, have an influence on the operation of our lives. For instance, you know, academic institutions, you know, and he's making an argument repeatedly of like, come on, you can't continually wear your blue hair and push for men to compete against, you know, trans women. You know, he's saying you just can't push this agenda because you are part of the establishment, and that's why he finds that the
you can come up.
Oh, okay. Maybe we could ask her a few questions because the right just doesn't have. I mean, because of the media landscape, I think. Of course, the right wing independent media is a lot more. There's a larger contingent of right-wing media now than left-wing.
That's true.
And they're very more powerful. So his argument, and that's why he is, I think, you know, communicating both sides of like, we have to be truthful. We have to have intellectual honesty is all he's saying from both positions. And the idea that testosterone
the intellectual
isn't
honesty,
going to make you perform better gets stupid. I mean, it's just stupid.
Well,
there's too many studies. Even if you use puberty blockers, they perform better.
intellectual honesty is the giant thing that nobody wants to get into, because what it would entail is, you know,
nuances.
Ashkenazi Jews are smarter. It would reveal, yeah, the
N-word.
It would reveal the N-word. It would reveal the it would reveal that actually 45-year-old men being with 21-year-olds is biologically viable. And more, and every 45 woman would be up in arms and being like, "What
their pedos?" Well, that's already patently prominent. That's already
no, but
well
it's very under, much frowned upon. It's very much
well, frowned. It's frowned upon, but it's still. I mean, that's not that.
The reality of men choosing a woman for the rest of their life is the biggest compromise on the male gender that is not really allowed to be addressed.
You mean the biggest diminishment of the male gender, that they're constantly looking for nubile?
Compromising. Monogamy is a massive male compromise. And we, as women, our entire agenda right now, if you're on the internet at all, is if you don't love me at my best, you don't get me at my... If you don't love me at my worst, you don't get me at my best, right? Is like men... men have to earn the right to spend their life with us, which is like, nah, bitch, they don't want that. Like, their biology is not telling them to do that. You kind of have to earn the right to keep them around, because they just want to put their dick in stuff and move on. Like, that, and I get that that's like, we've evolved and things about that, and that human connection is very important, but it's interesting to me, you know what's interesting to me? Is that you'd think that men would develop more emotional connection because their whole MO is to fucking move on.
Why would they develop more emotional connection on that basis?
Because it seems like they would have deeper male friendships, because if you're just plowing through women, how are they, like, if we go back, like, they were just surviving alone?
Yeah. Being alone is perfect.
Really?
Yeah. Being alone and fucking women periodically? Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Right, but isn't there like...
You just build things. You just build things, honey.
But isn't there like some monkey stuff?
Connection?
Yeah.
No. Killing things, bringing meat home. That feels good. But you don't need to interact and feel like people like you. I mean, we do now. It's because people are such socially...
Vega, you're too close to the camera thing. Come. Vega, get away from the camera thing, please. Sit. Sit down and relax. Sit, Vega.
Good boy.
Stay. You're a good boy. Stay.
But I think that being...
Coyote.
Not having Chill. Male... I mean, no. There's only procreation, creating progeny, producing shelter, or, you know, like that.
But that whole thing that... I'm so glad that's on camera. Okay, but that whole thing where women go, that whole thing, let me do it, stop right here. Show us, Evie, how is it done? How is it done? Like that, yeah. That whole thing about women being like, men have to deserve to be with us. My theory, and this is gonna sound convoluted.
What? Men have to deserve to be with us?
Mom, this is like a huge thing.
Men have to deserve to be...
Like, women being like, I'm not putting up with any toxic shit. They have to be in therapy. They have to have their shit together. They have to have a good relationship with their mother. They have to have a 9-to-5. They have to, like, all of these...
God, if you can have it, that'd be great.
No, I know, but that's why men aren't having sex. Because the requirement is really high right now, which is an issue.
I bet they're still having sex.
No, they're not. They're writing comments on my Instagram video. No, they're actually writing YouTube comments. That's what they spend most of their time doing. Is going,
yeah, well, then
you're fat. You're ugly. And then you look at the picture of them and they're like, the scariest man alive. Anyway, what my theory is I think, just hear me out.
Absolutely.
I've never said this out loud, so it's going to sound convoluted.
Are you sure you want to say it on tape?
It's not bad. It's just going to sound weird or convoluted. I think that if I'm the type of person who loves myself and only deserves the best, right? If I'm that type of girl, I don't take no shit. That makes me more attractive to men. So I think this whole... Vega. I think this whole agenda of I don't put up with no bullshit is just a way to get
Yeah, it's a form of playing hard to get.
It's a form of finding monogamy. Like, I'm okay on my own is like a way of being the most attractive woman to be chosen.
Right. Hard to get. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's I think intellectual dishonesty. Like, this whole idea that women don't want to be with a man and they want to just be proud and on their own is like, I think you want to be proud and on your own so that you find a good man.
Oh, that would be a pretty unconscious.
It's not unconscious.
Vain thinking. I mean, I think that that because they're making such good dildos, it might be true.
No.
It might be true that they don't mind. And not to mention the
dildos
quality
don't
of your relationship.
Don't release any oxytocin. It's just dopamine. Who gives a fuck about dopamine? I can literally go on a swing backwards and get that. You know what I mean? I can look at a dog and get the same amount of dopamine.
What's so great about oxytocin?
Oxytocin is...
I get a lot from my dogs, oxytocin. And I mean, oxytocin is just...
Having somebody's body near you is intoxicating. If you get off the sauce, which you are off the sauce, you don't need it. When I've been off the sauce, that's what they call that... They call that sexual anorexia. You're a sexual anorexic, which is like you get off the sauce so long that you don't remember even what it's... You're like, I don't need that anymore.
Oh, I remember it once in a while. I do remember it. And I do remember liking it. I totally remember liking it and that it was fun.
The cost
is too high.
Yeah, because you're a man.
Partially.
Mm-hmm.
The price is too high. You know,
the price would mean that you'd have to compromise on being right all the time.
No, it's not about being right. It's I don't mind being wrong. When someone, that's actually kind of fun because it means that I've expanded somehow.
But and you're going to admit right now that you were wrong and now you believe Epstein is to blame?
Okay.
Vega.
Yes, absolutely. I'm totally willing to admit that I now can see the conspiracy.
Hey, you guys.
Wow, they are really having fun.
You guys, I know you're having fun.
Why can't you be
but
like...
But you have to either go to a different room.
Vega. Go lie down. Go lie down. Go lie down. Go on, boy. Go on. I know she's very fun. I just want to play some more, please.
But anyway, being in a relationship, you'd have to admit that you were wrong. And
that's not the hard part. The hard part is that it occupies too much of your brain power, your brain time. There's so much brain.
If you're just going to die, why do you not want to share experiences with another human being?
Because you have to think about them and about what they...
Because they have too much emotional burden on you.
Too much bandwidth.
Yeah. They require you to help their happiness. They need you to make
it
them
It could
happy.
Be that I'm over time burdened right now. Because it's like, I don't want... Like, my house would be totally different if I lived with somebody. I'd have to constantly keep it clean. I couldn't leave my tools around where I'm working. They couldn't just sit there. I couldn't pick them up the next day. I'd have to pick them up, put them away. I would have had to do the whole job so much faster in order to have it copacetic, which probably wouldn't be a bad idea. I would have more money because I could have help doing that, but...
But maybe also, you were with a man, you were with dad for 14 years. 17 years, Jesus Christ. You were with Tess for 5, Michelle for 7. So is there, and then a million other people are oh my God. But is there a part of you that is just like, I know what it looks like, and I've done it enough?
Oh, yeah. I am doing the thought experiment. When I consider the idea, and I weigh the cost-benefit ratio, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm relying on the past in order to inform the thought experiment.
So is it not so much like, I don't want what I had, but I've had enough of that thing?
No, it's not I've had enough. It's that the quality... of the time, the quality of my time is too precious to me now, I guess.
Because you're old?
Yeah, some of it has to do with the sunsetting.
That would be, but I'm the opposite of that. I'm like, I'm going to die in however many years I'm going to die. I need to find somebody to walk into the valley of death with.
Right, and that's a lot of the reason that people are in relationships. Is
but you're not afraid of going in alone?
No.
Why?
Because I came into the world alone. I go out of the world alone. I don't give a fuck. I'll chew my arms and legs off and lie in the woods and die like a...
You don't have to do that.
I know.
Nobody's asking you to do that.
No. I can see why most people are. I don't really like that roof drains into that window. Holy shit. I just noticed that. Anyways.
And the gutters are full.
That's, I gotta put a diverter right there. That's nuts. I do get that is a fear that people have and it has them be in relationship, but I watch that fear and go, I'll be fine. You know, everybody dies with a giant dose of morphine. I will too. Or dies in my sleep. I plan on eating and drinking heavily once I turn 85 and smoking again.
I know. That's what I was thinking about recently. I was like, why
is
that?
I'll die in my sleep. I get really fat.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of beers. And everybody I know that died in their sleep, they were fat and had, you know, but that might not work so well. So hopefully they have the death with dignity. But no, I'm not interested in having someone in my life for the purposes of fear of mortality.
How come people don't just swallow a bunch of pills? Like if you swallowed...
Yeah, or carbon monoxide. I think part of it...
Carbon monoxide is the move.
I'm not getting why people don't do that. But I think the part of the reason is, like, I wouldn't want you guys to lose out on the life insurance, for instance. You know, I wouldn't want...
Suicide takes away life
insurance. Oh, yeah, they don't honor it if you... Yeah, everybody would commit suicide all the time. Like, they'd give organs.
Or they'd kill people and say it was suicide. Or...
Something.
Yeah, something.
Well, they kill people and call it suicide. That wouldn't get... Like, if you killed me and called it suicide on my end, you wouldn't get my life insurance. So you would just want somebody to kill me for life insurance. That would get the...
That's really fucked up.
But if you kill yourself, the insurance doesn't pay. It's kind of a safeguard. Just saying.
But well, I think your life insurance is going to be, what, $4?
No, it's something.
Oh.
It's not insignificant.
I always think about that. I'm like, I would just swallow a tub of my Prozac.
I don't think Prozac kills you real fast.
You just have to do enough, but anything.
I think it would probably fentanyl do it.
But fentanyl would be fun.
Yeah, just go the fentanyl way.
Some days, it's the workout. Other days, it's just getting through your to-do list. Celsius has your back. Zero sugar energy drink that tastes amazing and keeps you powered for whatever's next. Grab an ice cold Celsius today at a retailer near you.
Between busy schedules and summer plans, sometimes all I've got is a couple minutes. Factor helps me eat smarter and tasty chef-prepared meals that are dietitian-approved and delivered right to my door. And now with more than 65 weekly meals made for how I live and what I like to eat, I've got more ways to fit in a real meal wherever the day takes me. Choose from a wider selection of weekly meal options, including premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. I actually do really like Factor. Enjoy even more GLP-1 friendly meals and new Mediterranean diet options packed with protein and good for you fats. They tell you your calorie intake. I like that. I like to know my macros. For the first time, try Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more. For more choices to better nutrition, that's why 90% of customers say that Factor helped them live a healthier life. Feel the difference no matter what. Eat smart at factormeals.com/RIPJordan50off. That's use code RIPJordan50off. Get 50% off free shipping on your first box. That's code RIPJordan50off at factormeals.com. From 50% off plus free shipping, get delicious ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. I do recommend this. If you're like me, I don't like to cook. I fucking hate cooking. Order these. Keep them in your freezer. Crack it. Open it. Live another day. Thank you.
Abercrombie's Essentials collection is exactly what it sounds like. Essential for a reason. If you haven't already given their viral Essential Popover hoodie a try, then you don't know what you're missing. Super soft fabric, that perfect oversized fit, and it comes in tons of colors and patterns that are always on trend. Shop the A&F Essentials collection in the app, online, and in stores.
planning a summer of fun, don't let crazy high phone bill crash the party. Make the switch to Mint Mobile and get amazing service for less. With Mint, you get 3 months of unlimited service for just $15 a month. That's literally the price of a couple of Starbucks coffees. All plans come with a high-speed data and unlimited talk and text. Deliver on the nation's largest 5G network. Personal endorsement? I don't know about it. I'm on my mommy's phone plan. But if I get off, which I will soon, I'll get kicked off soon, I will probably be doing this. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get the new customer offer in your 3 months unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/RIP. That's mintmobile.com/RIP. Upfront payments, $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited time. New customer offer for the first 3 months only. Speed may slow above 35 GB. On unlimited plan. Taxes and fees and extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
But yeah, like a lot of people do.
Man, I just listened to a whole thing about how China's, that FBI, the head of the FBI.
Cash Patel?
Cash Patel did Rogan, and this is my impression of everything he said. He's like, I'm just trying to expose the truth. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm there for. And Rogan's like, yeah, okay. So are there videos of Epstein? He's like, hey, I haven't.
If I had them, I would give them to you.
But yeah, I want to expose the truth. He said that so many times, and yeah. Rogan kept pushing back, which I was very, that was really good. That shit is crazy, though. I mean, the Epstein thing is so...
FBI has all those videos from both mansions, from the one in, what the fuck ever, down there in Mar-a-Lago, where he lives next door to Trump. What is that? Palm Springs? No, whatever. Where Mar-a-Lago is. And then he had a safe the size of a closet in New York.
Yeah.
Filled with tapes and CDs and stuff. With names on them that said, like, young so-and-so. And the FBI has it all. They raided his place. It's fucked up.
You watch interviews with the girls now, you're just like, oh, you just were molested.
Well,
you just obviously...
Well, and did you know that the Epstein, that thing I sent you, the Epstein victim compensation fund? 225 women have requested those funds. Have put in a request. 150 have paid out. They all had to sign NDAs.
Wait, can you explain? Say the first.
He had so much money, right? From
yeah.
Les Wexler or Ner Wexner, right?
From was
the limited company and Victoria's Secret guy.
Why does Victoria's Secret have so much money? Just because it's a giant corporation?
It's not just Victoria. It's Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh,
it's limited.
Little girls, too.
Yeah, that's what people are saying, yeah. That connection there in terms of...
So Lex could just be like, I will get you a job as a model at Abercrombie & Fitch.
He would... That was one of the ruses that he followed. But what's super bizarre...
I just watched the thing about American Apparel, which I shopped for for years. And that guy was also...
The gay guy. Abercrombie & Fitch had the CEO that was, I don't know if he's a pedophile, but he got in big trouble, him and his partner, for abusing men. But that was Abercrombie & Fitch after apparently Les sold it. But yeah, what's really weird about the Wexner connection to Epstein, if you ask me, is the fact that he carte blanche gave him power of attorney and gave him real estate. Gave him real estate.
Gave Epstein real estate.
Just gave it to him. I think the one in New York.
But why? What's the theory on that?
No one knows. No one really... I mean, it's just mystifying.
He had blackmail. What was his relationship to Ghislaine's dad, Lex Wessler?
They didn't... I don't know if though they had a relationship, but both of them were supporters of the Israeli state. I mean, Maxwell's parents died in the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And his whole family did.
I
don't know how he escaped.
I need to understand the experience of getting to a point of wealth. Like, I wish there was virtual goggles. I mean, that's fucked up. But I need to know what it would feel like to be like, I'm so wealthy. I have 6 houses. I have a wife that I've designed to have the perfect body. And now I just need little kids. Like, what? Where does that come from?
Well, I don't know, Zoe, record of Wexner engaging in this.
No, but it's just everybody's a fucking pedo, dude.
Everybody's a pedo.
Yeah.
Well, young women are the ultimate currency in some respects, right? Because it's representation, I guess, of the most primal.
I think it's Dennett. I think it's denial of death. I think it's an overwhelming fear of death, and there's this feeling if you're a
the
man.
The rich people are afraid of death, so they convert their fear to the.
I think
it's more period.
I think it's like, I'm still a young man. Watch, I can fuck this young child. That's how, with the people I know who fuck really young, it's a clinging to youth. Like, it's a clinging to, like, I'm not aging. See, I can still pull this young person.
But not to mention, I mean, the pederasty was practiced by the Greeks. I mean, it's been around a long time.
So, okay, we know that somebody had a quote where, like, women want to be adored, men want to be admired or something. So the admiration that comes, like, if you have a tiny penis like Epstein and a girl comes in, the only person you're going to get to be in awe of your penis is a young girl. Like, the only person you're going to get to be like, whoa, don't get that thing near me, is a little girl. A grown woman's going to go, and she's dead. You know, she's done. So
I'm sure that contributed to his proclivities. I venture to guess if those rumors are true. And apparently you have.
I just want to know what it is. Like, I just want to know.
They're perfect. They're virginal, honey. They're untouched. There's nothing about them that has been in the world.
Did you know Oprah had like a million pedophiles on her show at once?
What?
She had all of these recovering pedophiles on her show. I don't know where I saw this, but I need to watch the whole episode. And had them there, and they were like, we don't want to be pedophiles.
Yeah.
And had people, and just let people ask them questions. Isn't that crazy? We should watch that episode. But...
Well, there was that guy that had the tumor.
Yeah.
That became a pedophile.
Well, there's the morality. And then they cut the tumor out. There's the morality, and I wonder... You know, like, I was reading that book. Which one? The horrifying one.
What horrifying one? The Maxwell one?
No, the American Apparel guy had his co-founder of the company was the author of 48 Rules... of Power.
His co-founder was Robert Greene?
Yeah, Robert Greene. And he read that book and like quoted it all the time. You had it in your room for research, not because you're maniacal. And
right.
The things in it are the most amoral shit I've
ever heard. Yeah. Everybody condemned his book when he got it done. But he feels as though he was engaging in complete intellectual honesty, which he was.
He was.
Yeah, I mean, some of the things that he says in there are definitely true with respect to whether or not...
I wonder if... And because Epstein's other enterprises were serious scientific... Like, he was really into scientific research and having scientists to the island and, like... So I do wonder if there is this, like, highbrow atheism, hyper-intellectual honesty that gets you to a point where you're like, look, I'm fucking kids because they're better... I know that. Everybody knows that. Society says I can't. I can. Like, it's like the 48 Rules of Power, where it's like, look, I get this is bad. It fucking works. Like, I wonder if that's a level.
What
that
do you mean
to.
By works?
The rules work.
No, but what do you mean by...
Like, morality. Like, they get to such a level of atheism and such a level of, like, hyper-science brain that they're like, morality is a construct.
Wait. Okay, so you're saying that they are able to intellectualize themselves away from...
Like when I used to steal from Whole Foods. And you'd be like, don't steal it. It wears away at your own sense of self. And I was like, that, which is very true, very true. And I don't do it anymore. But that, what I was saying is like, these corporations are making so much money. And I was like, I'm smarter. I know how to steal. And like, this whole idea of morality is a construct. And that's when I started stealing, when I was on the whole Nietzschean, like... You know, we've invented morality and it's not real. And I think it might be coming from that. But then you get into Christians, and Christians did the same pedophilia thing. And you're like, they certainly have morality. I mean, they have it ingrained in their religion. But I do wonder if that's like the Woody Allen type way of pedophilia, where it's like, I'm one of the smartest people on this planet and I have proof. Look at these films. Look at this writing I've done. And I'm smart enough to know that you don't get to tell me I can't fuck my stepdaughter. That's your shit.
I think that what's his face, the lawyer.
I think
who was the lawyer that was involved in the whole thing?
Evil guy.
Oh my God, it's evading me now. I was worried about this during the podcast that I would forget.
The guy who defended.
Yeah, Epstein? He defended Epstein. Dershberger, something. We'll think of it. He actually makes that argument. Apparently, he made that argument before Epstein, just generally saying that the age of consent should be way lower. Lower than what it is. So partially what you're saying is proven out by testimony of these people where they're asserting that indeed it is a construct and I should have every right to have sexual, you know, and so, you know, and then of course there's, you know, what's his face, Smith from the Mormons. He believed in the whole thing. He believed in it by virtue of revelation that it was okay. Joe Smith, right? Mm-hmm. Was it Joe? Yeah, Joe. And that it was okay. So it is ingrained in that regard. That's an interesting theory. I figured it was completely salaciousness. You know, like they're just super attractive. There's nothing. But there's no sagginess to them. There's no, you know,
yeah,
they're so nubile.
Yeah, but Ghislaine was so hot, and some of these girls were not.
Oh yeah, no, they were all pretty hot.
No, some of them were.
I don't know, honey. I think
some of them were.
When they were 12 and 13, there was something unattractive about them? 14, 15?
Some of them were. I don't know.
I've never seen.
Why wouldn't you just fuck like models?
She would pick them because they looked like they were pre-model material, I thought. But I could be wrong.
When I was 21 and I started, like, I basically, me and Paul started like an intellectual cult among pretty much just each other, there was this feeling of like, we know, we like, we're maniacal. And we were like, we know morality is a construct, therefore we can do anything. We can steal, we can manipulate, we can read books on fucking MK Ultra and try and, we can do neurolinguistic programming, that kind of shit. I mean, but then it breaks. Then it breaks and you go, I'm not.
Morality hinges on taking into consideration your effect on someone else.
But that's what would happen. Like we would be in the car, right? And we'd be deeply studying neurolinguistic programming. And what would happen is, which is where you program somebody to react based on words. So like,
or yourself to react.
Paul would like tap the steering wheel and I would, and then kind of start to pick a fight a little bit. And I'd be like, what the fuck? You know? And then we drive a little bit longer and he'd tap the steering wheel and he'd pick a fight. And then miles and miles later, after doing this, he would tap the steering wheel and I all of a sudden would just be like, fuck, and I would fly off the deep end because I had now been Pavlovian trained to the steering wheel tap would get me mad. And I was like, oh, my like intellectual partner is using this against me. And that was like, and then, you know, there was, and then I was like, oh, this is like, this is not what it's about. This is like, this like, Using your intellect in order to get power over people, like the 48 Rules of Power, is actually not conducive to joy or well-being. It's not at all. In fact, putting all of that aside is what's conducive. And it took years for me to realize that. Years for me to realize that, like, manipulating, I mean, it took like full SLAA, but like manipulating people is not a way to happiness. Relinquishing control and allowing people to be wholly themselves and you be yourself and like fully exposed vulnerability is the way to it, which is why Epstein ended up hanging from a thing. Like if Epstein was like, I'm really insecure about my small penis and I'd really like to have a tiny Asian girlfriend who loved me forever, who had a tiny vagina, maybe he wouldn't be swinging from a fucking thing. But there is an evil quality. There is a reality in all intellectual honesty that you can manipulate people and you can get yourself outside of morality, which is like, you know, I think Sam Harris says that morality is like ingrained and stuff, but you really can trick yourself for a long period of time into thinking that you can live outside of morality.
Well, I agree. I mean, he probably killed himself because he didn't have anything to live for anymore. If he did kill
himself.
Apparently
he tried to kill himself twice. Did you know that?
No.
He tried to kill himself once, failed, then was put into the suicide watch, and then succeeded.
And they failed to watch him?
Oh my God. Mom, in the documentary, they were like, there's this old man who's a researcher, and he's like, He's like, there's a part of the bone that was broken that only breaks under strangulation, not suicide.
Yeah.
But in the documentary, they have this old, old man holding the bone, like with the cartilage. And he's like talking into the camera while he's like finger fucking this cartilage bone.
He was manipulating it. He wasn't finger fucking.
No, he was. He was like talking. He was like gesticulating with it and being like, and this thing, it was the craziest part of the documentary. I was like, this is not necessary. You literally could just say there's a part of the body. It was crazy.
It wasn't necessary for you because you get queasy over the slightest suggestion like that. But I would have probably thought that was cool.
Not the whole, not.
Because that whole broken bone thing is where the theory comes from that he was killed and not suicide, right? I mean, the people that,
I don't get why it matters.
The, what's you call it? You know, the mortician or whatever it comes that, what's it called? That comes afterwards when people die. He actually testified that he didn't think it was suicide.
Right, but who cares? I don't get why that's a big deal.
Whether he got killed?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Whether he got killed is an indication that there is this giant.
Yeah, but he might have just been like, hey, guard, I'll have $1 million wired to your account to kill me. You know what I mean? To strangle.
Well, that would still be considered suicide then. What people are conjecturing with respect to the murder is that, there's this huge, giant conspiracy thing that's that's internationally based because, you know, that crosses all party lines and crosses all country boundaries that is about him bringing information to the world that would take a bunch of powerful people down. There's a big difference between him getting killed and him committing suicide as it relates to these theories.
And the reason why it matters, I realize now, is because it's not a Schrodinger's box thing where it's like, whatever happened, we don't know but the outcome. It is, there was footage.
The people, certainly the tape that we have.
They lost the tape. That's their thing.
They didn't just lose it. They keep bringing one up that isn't even on the same hallway or something.
Right.
And then there's a minute lapse. He was asleep. The guards were asleep, you know, is what they're saying. I mean, there's just too many things that are suspicious in the whole
thing.
Same
with Maxwell dying off the side of his yacht.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All kinds of stuff that's super.
It's just so weird that this is that nuclear weapons, war, Middle Eastern conflict, you know, all this stuff comes back to just like come. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Oh, yeah. And there's so many wars when you study them for, you know, historically that were based on women. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Women are the ultimate currency.
It's like if it was like we have the drug.
It's sad.
Yeah. It's really
so sad.
What is that?
Well, it's procreation. It's the primal drive. Right? If you have the nubile fecund females, it's why they would take the females, the rape of the Sabines, right?
You know what?
Then you get more babies. And you are happier. 72 virgins in paradise, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. I know we're still such a primate. It'd be so nice if we could emerge out of that.
You know what?
Hence my eschewing.
The
relationship.
There was, like, the other day, or, like, yesterday, I was, like, PMSing really bad, and I had that
dissociation.
No, I had the dissociation thing, but sometimes when you PMS, you get this, like, insatiability, and that's why you eat so much. And I was, like, okay, it's not food. And I was, like, I'll paint, and then I painted, and then I wrote, and then I read, and then I was, like, well, I could buy clothes. And then I was, like, no, I have all the clothes I need. And there was this feeling of, like, I need something. Yeah. More. And it was like, what is what? Death? Like, you need to hurt somebody? You need to, like really, what is it? And it's, maybe there is a feeling where you actually do get everything you want, and you're like, I need to prove that I'm still achieving.
Achieving?
Yeah.
And so you fuck little girls?
I don't know.
That doesn't, but the sensations that you have when you're PMSing, I don't think are analogous to what powerful men feel when they exploit young women. I think it's purely sexual gratification.
And a hate.
I know that you are making this a super complicated thing, which I'm willing to entertain,
but
and it's fascinating.
Their hand.
But that's not nearly as much fun as being.
Raping?
Yeah, apparently not. It's not as much fun as having your gratification happen in taking over and someone gratifying you. You know, if they use their hand, why would they get in relationships at all? I mean, other than the relationship part, I guess. But, you know.
It's just so funny because I'm so, like, I could just, like, just the same with how it is for me in alcohol, how I watch my friends be alcoholics, and I'm like, it was nothing. Like, giving up alcohol, giving up coke was hard, but, like, alcohol was like, who cares? And that's how I feel about sex. I'm like, who cares? So it's always so shocking to me when people are dominated by it. I'm like, why? How are the most powerful people not like, dude, even meth heads are raping little girls. Let's do something better. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird that...
I think there's... I think it's a lot... I don't know. It seems like it's a lot easier for women to not get their gratification from sexual relations because we're...
Snuggle-oriented?
Well... Maybe it's just that we have this innate capacity to produce the most amazing thing, which is another human being, you know?
Right.
And maybe that has this intrinsic, wonderful empowerment and reward that's right there. And men are kind of walking around the planet like, what can I do of value?
God, that's what the PMS thing is.
What can I do of value? You know, and anymore, they're not really... bringing that much value to their partners' lives because we can buy it all and do a lot on our own. So it's like if I... And also, when you have an organ like that sitting outside your body, it's constantly looking for sensation, and the sensations are overwhelming. You know, I not to mention, you know, people that have transitioned from female to male and they start taking tea and immediately are incredibly libidinous. I mean, like overwhelmingly libidinous. I mean, their partner's like, whoa. If they had a female partner before, they're like, wow, this is totally different.
Well, it's funny because it'll also be like typically the women that transition into men are like dykey feminists. And then, like, I've talked to some audience members, and they'll be like, yeah, I went from being, like, somebody who'd be like, do not sexualize women, to, like, drooling at any person who passed by.
That's super fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's good. I mean, it's not good, but it's good for people to understand what it's like to be, you know, constantly soaked in testosterone.
Yeah.
I like that trans people are educating us, women mostly, on that to understand what it's like because, you know, that's one of the things that I often wonder about, you know, that it almost feels like men have to constantly control themselves as women wear less and less clothes, you know, and have more stuff done to their bodies to make them more of the, you know, fucking archetype that causes, you know, the tits and the ass thing, you know, and it's like,
I mean, that's the thing that's annoying is there's this feeling of like, you know, these men who want to fuck young women are so bad. And every person that we know is getting Botox. Every single person we know is like, I want to look younger. And it's like, how do you not see that you're participating in this obsession with fucking young women?
Right, and then there's the whole shaving of the entire pubis region, which is along those lines, too, I guess.
Yeah, I don't
I don't think that it's a super fascinating, you know, look at the number of people I know that I've left their husbands for women in order that they can get away from the penis, the relentless penis.
Yeah.
Chances are your man's underwear drawer needs a serious fresh toss out of those stretched out rags. It's time for the undies he'll never want to take off. Sheath. Men have problems with their balls and cock. Give them freaking Sheath. They'll thank you forever. They'll love you. Sheath underwear is a total game changer, and it comes with two pockets and one for the dick and one for the balls. That means he'll be done peeing his balls off his dick and his dick off his thigh, and everything is finally contained. They've even got stuff for the gals, too, with the most comfortable bralettes and boy shorts around. I tried Sheath. They sent it to me. I wear it. Gave a pair to my mom because we both wear boxers. We're boxer babes. We like them. They're soft. They're stretchy. They don't cut into your wetchy. No matter what you want, it's available in a bunch of different colors and patterns. Go to sheathunderwear.com and use code RIP to get 20% off your first order. Plus, Sheath Underwear is 100% off money back guarantee. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code RIP. Get Sheath Underwear, support the show, support your balls.
In June 2024, a teenager attended a music festival and never returned.
Miles and miles away from where he was staying, up a mountain.
He must have gone 3 days and turned into Pablo Escobar.
The online sleuths had lost sight of this was somebody's son.
The disappearance of Jay Slater on Channel 4. Stream now.
Lucy Breakers takes what you think you know about nicotine pouches and turns it on its head. Lucy Breakers are nicotine pouches with a capsule inside. You pop it, you crack it, it gives you a little goo-goo for the go-go. Break the capsule for a wave of flavor and hydration with choices like berry citrus, apple cider, mango. That's the best one. There's a flavor for your every mood. I like Lucy Breakers. I have them, I crack them in my teeth, and then I put them in the gum. I don't even wait to crack it. Coyote, you're moving my laptop. You can even set yourself with a subscription to get Lucy delivered straight to your door. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.com/RIP. Use promo code RIP to get 20% off your first order. Lucy even has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that's lucy.co and use RIP to get 20% off. And here comes a fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I mean, I don't think we were meant for monogamy. I think monogamy is pretty hard on men.
I think it's very hard on men. It is very hard on men. But it's also hard for people not to kill each other. But that's, we operate in a society that is kind of
right.
chosen monogamy right. and not to kill each other.
Right, right, right. Well, I don't think it's that hard to not kill each other. Well, maybe it is. Sometimes when you have a real contentious situation, I suppose. And we are doing a pretty good job of killing each other right now in various parts of the country. Ad infinitum. I see what you're saying, though. It's like, yeah, time to... We have cucked our men, apparently. They have lost a lot of their aggression. I mean, evolutionarily. And that's increasing, I guess. Their aggressiveness is being, so the monogamy is becoming more and more, I suppose, possible by virtue of that, to some degree. It's super, the whole gender thing is, I just think it's, I mean, I there are so many more lesbians, and it's like becoming, and there's so many more women choosing
also,
not to get
men
Pardon.
Are not men. We're also living in a society where men pumping women full of kids is unacceptable for the man. So if I'm a man and I'm like, okay, here are my options. I go with my biology. I penetrate as many women as I can, have as many babies. Okay, great. That's ideal. I can't do that because then I have to pay child support. I have to visit them. I have to father all of them. Okay, so now I'm living in a society where I have to father if I'm going to come inside of a woman and stick. Okay, then I just want it to be one woman. Like, there is a given... There is that. You could be Genghis Khan. You could. But it's a lot of work now.
Now it is, because you can't just leave it to the harem to take care of, because there isn't a harem anymore.
Right, and if you were to be like, I'm a non-monogamous man, I just go out and I fuck whoever I want, the fruits of your labor are not realized. You don't have a baby at the end of it, so it just is this empty gesture. And therefore, monogamy does end up being better for the man. Because I'm thinking about why my friends are like, why my male friends who are like in their prime are like, I just want a relationship. And I'm like, oh, it's because you do want to procreate. And the only way to procreate is with a relationship. You can't procreate anymore, and you can't just hit it and quit it and run away and be like, you raise it. I'm going to a different tribe. You know? You have.
You legally can't do that. You financially can't do that. And you emotionally can't do that. So you might as well.
I think they emotionally.
They probably could. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Legally and financially, you can't do it. So you register into monogamy so that you can raise a kid and have that quality of life that you have by having a family. And you subordinate. But, I mean, you know, there's a lot of affairs that happen simultaneously with having the family. I mean, formerly, prior to Christianity dominating the home life, I know, I see her.
That is fucked up.
Yeah, she's cute as hell. They're all cute.
Oh, my God.
Prior to Christianity taking away the mistresses that men had, that was a standard operating practice. You would have your baby mama and your mistress.
Yeah.
Or your concubine. Or your consigliere. Oh, no, courtesan. Your courtesan.
Your gumar.
Your consigliere.
What did Jis Lane?
Your courtesan.
What did Jis Lane?
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
It's an English version of Jill. Jillian.
I think it's pronounced Ghislaine.
I don't think it is. No.
Ghislaine. But
broke as fuck after her dad went down. Yeah, he was going under. All of his media empire was failing miserably. She was the heir. I don't know why the other kids were not there, but she was the primary. I guess the boat was named Ghislaine.
Apparently, she was also like super sexual. Like her, like she would go to parties and her friends would be like, yeah. And then it would always be like Ghislaine would be like, we're all gonna take our clothes off and play this game now. Like she was like that friend.
Oh, well, that makes sense because she used to join in with Epstein, apparently.
Yeah. Like I think she was a little bit of a sexual deviant, probably because she had a really inappropriate relationship with her father.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about their relationship, but she was broke and Epstein.
Why wouldn't Trump just say, we can't release the list? Why would he say there is...
I don't know why they keep talking about a list, because the list... there is a black book, right? The black book that was found that guy has. Nick Bryant has the black book of the... Like, so there's a bunch of people's names. I don't know why we're talking about lists. What we're talking about is the videos. You know, all the videos that they have that were taken from the relations that happened in the mansions. But whatever. I mean, that's going to incriminate a lot of people. And maybe there's a list that comes out of that, but whatever.
The FBI guy was we're not doing the videos because of...
And we don't want to re-traumatize.
What?
They keep saying because we don't want to re-traumatize the victims. That's what Bondi says. Not going to bring the video. It's like, well, wait.
I thought it was also like, we don't want to persecute people who didn't do anything wrong or something.
That's what Trump said. He goes, well, what about people that might be incriminated that... We don't have any proof that
they're just on the list.
Yeah, like there's plenty of people that are on the list that flew in Lolita Express that they're like, well, they probably just flew in the airplane. Or they just probably went to the island. That doesn't mean that they...
There were scientists, I think, that got fucked. Scientists that were like, this guy's going to fund our project.
Yeah, Steven Pinker.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't get fucked, but Steven Pinker... There's a picture of Epstein with Pinker, sadly. And he contributed to some of Pinker's research. Yeah, Steven.
Oh, my God.
Hawking. Stephen Hawking was on the island or in the airplane, I forget which, and that's one of the, late night
I cannot.
People's primary joke is Hawking.
I can't hear another joke about, what's Hawking going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sick of it. I'm like, he probably got
funding. I don't know
why. He probably got a lap dance.
Yeah. I don't know why Epstein... was so into science research. You're the first. That's the first theory I've ever heard on that.
Yeah, I think
I thought it was just to elevate his prestige and social standing.
No, but that
you're
was
making
like what
a
his,
different argument.
Yeah, that was his whole thing. Like even when he was being interrogated, was like, I've done all these things for science. That's what my island is for. Basically, is for having scientists there to like. But I think he was into it, and I think.
Didn't you want to talk a little bit about whether or not the Epstein thing is directly related to the American commitment to Israel and Netanyahu? And
I don't understand the American commitment to Israel. I really don't.
People say it's sexual blackmail is the reason that it continues to be such
a strong... That's what I say. But
that's what people are making. That's a little bit... questionable, I would argue.
I don't think why Jewish people... I think Jewish people were like, we've been persecuted for centuries. We wanted to go back. They gave us this place. We didn't decide it. They decided it. They said, you can go back here. We went back. We lived fine with the Palestinians. And then shit got real. But, like, until then, we were coexisting in our homeland together. But that doesn't explain why the U.S. is so... just does anything that Israel wants. And why there hasn't, even with Biden, wasn't like, yeah. Biden was like, maybe you guys should pull back a little bit on Palestine. Like, why isn't there just like a Israel? You guys were given equal rights to Palestinians. We're giving them their, you know, there's no more of this shit. Like, the only reason that could be.
No, you don't know the reason.
What is it?
People, there's all kinds of intelligence causality there that people can bring to the fore as a valid argument. You know, if we don't have a place in the Middle East where we're solid support, you know, where we can land our troops and do whatever we want, then, you know, the region gets completely out of our hands. I mean, we have places in Qatar, but I guess, or Qatar, sorry, however you say that. I guess that's Kuwait, too. It seems like we have enough military outposts there that we don't have to have the connection to Israel. So, but that's one argument for that, is like, so if we don't support them, then there's just the, I guess, supporting the Balfour Convention that said that they get to have a state. It's on pretty shaky ground that we would be so carte blanche and not, you know, why the whole moving the embassy to Jerusalem, why Alan Dershowitz?
We lost Alan Dershowitz. We lost power. But we also have to go. In conclusion,
summing it all up,
if you don't want to be a pedophile, you got to be celibate.
That's not true.
Oh.
If you don't want to be a pedophile, most people are not pedophiles. Most men are not pedophiles. It's not like a fucking
I wonder if most high statistic. If most men are not pedophiles, or if most men resist the urge successfully.
Well, we're all resisting impulses all the time.
I'm not resisting impulses.
Not like that, but you are resisting impulse when it comes to food. And
chocolate, gummy bears.
Don't resist chocolate.
Fudge.
Exactly.
Ice cream.
Bitch slapping people.
Hurting people with
randomly
knives.
Randomly bitch slapping with knives and hatchets.
Poking my own eyeball out sometimes.
So we're all resisting impulses. That's sort of a morality thing in some respects, right? And that's what makes it so incredibly despicable and reprehensible, is that people aren't able to rise above their own impulses. In terms of exploiting young women, there's young boys in the mix here too, I guess.
I mean,
nobody knows that for sure. I don't think any of them have been in the victim's compensation.
Yeah, I am curious how long people are going to go without needing to know the truth.
It's coming to a head now.
But how do we get to the... If we have the head of FBI being like, oh, there's really literally nothing, we're looking. And then there... You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I mean, they hid JFK for a long time. They hid Iran-Contra. We found out about that somehow, and that got brought to the surface, and Ali North got shoved under the bus.
Wait, is JFK now outed?
The whole thing isn't completely disclosed yet. No. We don't have all the files on that. Showing that the mob and the CIA were involved in that together. It might never come out, because the deep state is really good at keeping things hidden. And that's where people get all these stories about, like, the whole world is run by five rich families that are
orchestrating
the whole thing.
Has Sam talked about Epstein in Israel at all?
Sam met Epstein. He said he was the creepiest thing he'd ever... Oh, yeah. He goes, if you couldn't tell that guy was someone to stay away from, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Really?
Yeah, he said within a second, his spidey sense.
Why did he meet him?
Some TED Talk. He was giving a TED Talk, and Epstein was there.
Did Epstein try and cajole him to the island?
Epstein, no.
Imagine if the file came out and Sam Harris was on it. What would we do?
It doesn't appear that that's likely.
I would do some mental gymnastics to make it okay.
I don't know. But anyways, he met him at a TED Talk, and he was totally creeped out by him. And he goes, that's one guy I'm never going near again. I never want to interact with that person again. And apparently there was the thing, the place that he met him, the guy had a young girl on his, Epstein had a young woman on his lap. I kind of caught that, and Sam was like, totally creeped out by that. Just help yourself. No, really.
Did Epstein have kids?
No.
He didn't want them?
Well, I don't know. Apparently he wasn't. I don't know how he managed that, but you're telling me he barely had testicles.
Yeah. It's just bizarre how much comes down to sexuality. It's so crazy that we have AI and we have chairs that we sit in and elevators that take us up and down and we're still primates. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is wild.
But then I look at my friend's baby yesterday and I'm like, this is crazy. This is intense. When you look at a baby and you're like, fuck. I was looking at the baby and I was like, man, you look just like my friends, Bob and Joe. You know, I was like, you just are a mixture of two human beings from cum. Yeah. It's from gametes.
It's not just cum.
But that makes sense. That's why sexuality can't be diminished so much, because the baby has freaking irises and eyeballs that look around. It's so crazy. But that's why I think it should be, you know, sacrilegious to abuse it like people do.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So you're taking a perspective of tantric.
Is that tantric?
I don't know. I think there's a lot more. I don't know. Tantric does have, I think it has an aspect where you're conserving your sexual power.
Somebody could convince
me. Or shepherding it.
Somebody could convince me, stop, that when you have sex with somebody and you get to achieve the form of the orgasm without any child, like somebody could convince me that that is a form of soul rot. Like somebody could be like, it eats away at you to have that much dopamine hits without having the eyeballs of a baby looking back at you in a culminating.
Oh my God, that's the Amish.
Somebody could convince me of that.
That's the Amish. And
really?
They're honorable. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because there is something about my friends just relentlessly coming and just coming and needing to come and having sex all, and I'm like, how do you not feel like you're just, it's like you're taking energy from the universe with giving zero back? And they're like, because I'm sexually free. And I'm like, good for you. I don't know. And then when I see my friend's baby, I'm like, that's what sex is for. And I'm like, am I a Christian? What's going on? You know what I mean?
I think that you're the incredibly baby, thoughtful, that's for sure.
The baby fucks me up, dude.
Yeah.
That baby holding onto it and having it laugh in your face, you're like, orgasms are ridiculous. And the only reason is it's a slight incentive to get to the end of this huge rainbow right here. And the fact that people are just like, and coming over and over with no thing on the other side, it's just like,
doesn't it smack of another avenue towards a self-aggrandizement?
Yeah, totally. Totally. Like, who do you think you are getting to just hit the heroin pen over and over and over?
Well, right. But the idea that when I have sex and I'm satisfying someone else and I'm getting satisfied, that's like an elevation of my status.
Yeah.
In a way.
Without a baby, I agree. It does elevate your status.
You think it's elevating. You're not doing shit for you, really.
Right.
But you have a sense of an elevation.
When my male friends are on the fucking prowl, there is a rage that comes up in me that is, like, I am like, I do not respect you at all. Like, when they go out and they're like, I need to go have sex with somebody. Like, the other day, my female friend was like, I have to have sex with somebody. I have to. And I was like, I don't respect this at all. This, like, you don't need to, I don't know what it is, but it's like, yeah, there is something. It's not gluttony. It is self-aggrandizing.
I have to hit this in order that I feel affirmed.
It is that. It's like, you need sex. I need validation. I need, if that
someone
was the
validates
worst, right.
me by sleeping with me, right. by having sex with me.
Like when I have sex right now in my relationship, it's, I need to know that this person is still attracted to me for my own insecurity. And I'm very open about that.
That's affirmation.
It's totally affirmation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.